Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we are featuring today are Eric Mason, author of Beat God to the Punch, Because Jesus Demands Your Life, Stephen Hemenstra, author of A Christian Guide to Spirituality, and Olabisi Abideyi, author of Hell on Earth. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives change for the glory of God. First up today is Eric Mason, author of Beat God to the Punch, Because Jesus Demands Your Life. Here's a little information about Eric Mason. Eric Mason is founder and lead pastor of Epiphany Fellowship in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In addition to his role at Epiphany Fellowship, he serves as president of Thriving, a ministry dedicated to aiding ethnic minorities to be resourced and trained for ministry to the urban context. Author of Manhood Restored, How the Gospel Makes Men Whole, Eric holds degrees from Dallas Theological Seminary and Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary. He and his wife Yvette have two children, Emmanuel and Nehemiah. Now here's a short description of the book, Beat God to the Punch, Because Jesus Demands Your Life. Jesus demands your entire life. In Beat God to the Punch, Because Jesus Demands Your Life, author Eric Mason succinctly articulates God's call of discipleship on every person. In a winsome, persuasive tone, Mason calls people into a posture of submission to the gospel. Eric Mason masterfully roots out the areas of life where we try to tell God, "Do not enter." In light of Jesus' free offer of the good news, Pastor Mason challenges readers to turn our affections away from those things that hold hostage our hearts and consider what it means to be an authentic follower of the Messiah. God desires to transform every area of your life, yet most often transformation seems to come when we willingly submit ourselves to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Why not beat God to the punch and seize a grace-filled life? Beat God to the Punch is for anyone who has ever asked what does it mean to follow Jesus. Believers and unbelievers alike will find both comfort and challenge on the pages of Mason's work. Now here's a brief review of the book, Beat God to the Punch, Because Jesus Demands Your Life. Beat God to the Punch is so much more than a thought-provoking title. It is a challenge to Christians everywhere to willingly surrender their hearts, lives, and wills to God. The title is meant to draw readers into the trials and the blessings of living a surrendered, grace-filled life. It is a brief book that shows why Jesus demands our life and how we are able to give Him our life through the grace of God. It is all about surrender and it is all about grace, and Eric Mason skillfully drives the two together to produce a work that is both encouraging and thought-provoking, filled with stories and a diligent engagement with Scripture. Readers are challenged not just to respond to grace, but to share it with others. Mason reminds us that all cross paths with grace, but not all respond to it. Beat God to the Punch is a gripping reminder from Philippians 2:9-11 that every knee will bow to God. If it is not done willingly and humbly now, we will be forced to do it later. Mason's words are raw, riveting, and refreshing, and Beat God to the Punch should be read by every church leader, church member, and interested soul who is curious about God and grace. We highly recommend this book. Visit Eric Mason online at www.pastoremace.com. Beat God to the Punch, Because Jesus Demands Your Life is published by B&H Books. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Drops in the Ocean by Hawk Nelson.
Down your guard and come to me. The shame that grips you now is crippling. It breaks my heart to see you suffering. 'Cause I am for you. I'm not against you. If you wanna know how
Next up today is Stephen Hemenstra, author of A Christian Guide to Spirituality. Here's a little information about Stephen Hemenstra. Author Stephen W. Hemenstra is a slave of Christ, husband, father, tent maker, writer, and speaker. He lives with his wife, Mary Am, of 30 years in Centerville, Virginia, and they have 3 grown children. Now here's a short description of the book, A Christian Guide to Spirituality. Spirituality is lived belief. When we pray, worship, or reach out to our neighbors, we live out our beliefs. Our beliefs structure our spirituality like skin stretched over the bones of our bodies. These beliefs start with faith in God, the Father, through Jesus Christ, as revealed through the Holy Spirit in Scripture, in the church, and in our daily life. Our Trinitarian theology orders our beliefs. Without a coherent theology, we lose our identity in space and time, having no map or compass to guide us on our way. In the end, we focus on ourselves and not God. Christian spirituality starts with God, not with us. A Christian Guide to Spirituality takes the form of 50 daily devotions. Each topic is treated with a scriptural reference, reflection, prayer, and questions for discussion. Occasionally, references are provided for further study. The first 4 chapters, Introduction, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, and the 10 Commandments, cover 40 days, making them suitable as a Lenten study. 10 additional days focus on the spiritual disciplines and a short conclusion. 50 days of study allow an Easter study running through Pentecost. Reading A Christian Guide to Spirituality will help readers understand Christian spirituality better and nurture their faith. There is no such thing as quality time with the Lord. There is only time. The living God speaks to us in many ways, but especially through Scripture. These 3 sources cited are commonly called the rule of faith and were utilized for nearly 2 millennia as a means to apprentice the faith. These sources are the heart of the confessions of most Christian faith communities and denominations. Now here's a brief review of the book, A Christian Guide to Spirituality. Spirituality is often confused with other terms such as religion, faith, and creed. Even though these terms are synonymous, spirituality itself has much more to do with belief and how one lives out their beliefs. What one believes shapes the way one thinks, acts, and speaks, as well as the way one treats others. Gurus and religious leaders may teach that spirituality begins by looking within, but it doesn't. It begins with God. This is what author Stephen Hemenster proposes in his book, A Christian Guide to Spirituality. The author describes faith as a map or compass that guides Christians into the way of God, helps to develop identity, and is the foundation upon which we choose to pray, worship, and serve. A Christian Guide to Spirituality is written in the form of 50 devotions. Each devotion is designed to be read and meditated on in the 40 days from Ash Wednesday to Easter Sunday, commonly known as Lent. Christians are encouraged to focus on prayer, Bible reading, meditation on the Ten Commandments, the Lord's Prayer, and the Apostles' Creed to increase their awareness of God's presence. 10 additional devotions focus on spiritual disciplines. The author guides readers on a journey of strengthening their faith and learning to spend time with God on a daily basis. We highly recommend this book. Visit Stephen Hemenster online at www.t2pneuma.com. A Christian Guide to Spirituality is published by T2 Pneuma Publishers, LLC. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Now here's a song titled My God by Troy Sneed.
What a mighty God we serve.
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 Oh, I love this part. Angels. Yeah. Heaven and earth.
Heaven and earth.
We serve a mighty God. Woo! Come on. We serve. Come on, get your groove on. We serve. One more time. We serve. Lady Talisha Chandler.
What a mighty God.
Yeah.
What a mighty God.
What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
Come on, say it again. Come on.
What a mighty God we serve.
Yeah, yeah. Serve. Come on, I'm feeling this. Come on, come on. We serve.
Ooh.
Oh, I love it. I love it. We serve. Yeah, come on.
Oh, great and mighty.
With our whole heart, we'll proclaim.
With our whole heart, we'll proclaim. Hallelujah.
He's the greatest. What a mighty God.
What a mighty, mighty God we serve.
What a mighty, mighty God we serve.
Come on. He's greater than any situation, any problem.
He's mighty.
He's the greatest of the greatest.
He's an awesome God.
He's an awesome God.
No one like him.
No one greater. The ruler of the universe. That we serve. You
serve.
He's great and mighty. Hallelujah.
He's a mighty God.
He's great and mighty. He's the greatest of the greatest. Come on, Lady Talisha.
You're mighty God.
Come on, come on. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We love you today, God.
Woo!
mighty God.
We serve a mighty God.
Yes.
Great and mighty.
Lord, I feel your presence.
You're great.
We serve, yeah. Let's celebrate.
Great and mighty.
Because he's great.
Great.
Yes, he is.
And mighty.
He's great.
Great.
Say it again.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And mighty.
Come on.
Great.
Yeah.
And mighty.
Mighty.
Oh, great.
He's great.
And mighty.
Come on, mighty God. God. Come on, we serve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo, we serve. Come on, Lady Talisha.
We serve a mighty God.
Next up today is Olabisi Abideyi, author of Hell on Earth. Here's a little information about Olabisi Abideyi. Pastor Olabisi became the founder and senior pastor of Freedom House International Ministries, following a Holy Spirit encounter she had in the year 2004. Further to her initial deliverance experience in the early part of 2004, Pastor Olabisi had another major open vision encounter of heaven and hell in the latter part of the year, which are now detailed in this book. The combination of her experiences have further strengthened her passion to spread the good news of Christ's deliverance powers across the globe using all available avenues. Pastor Olabisi holds a bachelor's degree in law with honors. Now here's a short description of the book, Hell on Earth. Visualize yourself waking up one day only to discover that even though you are conscious of your normal earthly surroundings, it is as if you can now see the reality of the visible world from an invisible arena. To make matters worse, the atmosphere smells as if you are in the midst of uncountable decomposed dead bodies. You looked outside your window and find that instead of the normal-looking human beings that you see passing every day, all you can now see are creatures of all shapes and colors, whose heads are like that of a wolf. Before you can begin figuring out what on earth is going on, you hear a voice say, "Welcome to hell, the land of the dead, and to the battle of Armageddon." To say that any human being who finds his or herself in such a predicament will ultimately have a shocking reaction is an extreme understatement. The events described, although shocking as they may be, are not the settings of some fictional horror thrill story. Instead, they are only the beginning of the heaven and hell encounter author Olabisi Abideyi experienced, and which are now detailed in this book. Olabisi's unforgettable, life-changing heaven and hell encounter occurred as an open vision experience that goes beyond testimonies of heaven and hell encountered by people in recent times. It is a book filled with gripping revelations that will undoubtedly lead the reader to accept the fact that heaven and hell are not mere myths, but absolutely real. Now here's a brief review of the book, Hell on Earth. Prior to 2004, Olabisi Abideyi lived a privileged life with a successful career as a lawyer. Soon her life changed to one of difficulty and pain, on the inside and on the outside. She wasn't able to identify the cause of such pain, so she turned to God for guidance and help. During this time, she matured in her faith and obeyed God's word. At this time also, she experienced an open vision which helped her to understand what hell and heaven are like. She describes her experience and encounters in the pages of Hell on Earth. With great clarity and detail, she recalls the emotional, physical, and mental torture she endured as she came to realize where she was. In her vision, she describes evil creatures that tempted her to give up on her God-given purpose. She also describes her time in heaven, giving her the opportunity to thoroughly compare and contrast hell and heaven for the reader. In Hell on Earth, Olabisi's story is convincing and challenging. While people have various beliefs about heaven and hell, Olabisi removes any confusion or misunderstanding and leads all people to avoid the tortures of hell by trusting in Jesus Christ for salvation. We highly recommend this book. Visit Olabisi Abidei online at www.divinegracepublishing.com. Hell on Earth is published by Divine Grace Publishing. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement, as they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose by the power of God for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, BlackChristianBookPromo.com and BlackCBC.com. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review broadcast. May God bless you as you serve him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled, "Born Again" by Third Day. God bless.
Well, today I found myself, after searching all these years, and the man